won't waste another minute. No, I won't. I'm a man on a mission. I'm a man on a mission. I don't need no permission. I'm a man on a mission.
Welcome to Entitled to Nothing, where we believe our life is our fault. My name is Mink, and today I'm going to tell you the number one principle that I live my life by. I started this show because I have failed over and over in my life. In my first business, I lost $100,000, and I filed bankruptcy. And after I figured out how to have some success and I made my first $1 million, I lost it all and had to start over again. And in my life, I found a way to turn my failures into lessons, and I've used these lessons to build a life on my terms. And what I want to do with this show is share everything I've learned on my journey to inspire you on yours. So in our last episode, I shared with you guys the most important decision I've ever made. I talked to you about how and why I live my life by this concept of entitled to nothing, why I believe I'm entitled to nothing, and why I believe wholeheartedly that my life is my fault. And I also shared a story about my mom and a promise that I made to her. And in that story, I tell you how I learned how to observe behavior instead of start to react to it. And the idea of observing behaviors in my life has become something that I really think has allowed me to be successful. It has allowed me to get into the position that I'm in. And throughout my entire life, I'm observing circumstances and situations, and I'm trying to pull lessons from them. And I think one of the things I'm most proud of in my life is over the last 10 or 15 years of my journey, I've always written down these little lessons or these ideas or these quotes that I've just really loved. And I've taken stuff and information and ideas from everybody on my journey. And I found a way to catalog them and apply them in my life. And what I've created is this kind of rule book, if you will. And I want to share with you my rules for life. These are the principles, the guardrails, and the guides that I use as my proverbial North Star on my journey. And anytime I'm struggling with something or I'm challenged by an experience, anytime I'm heartbroken or feeling burnt out, I go back to these rules of life and I allow them to kind of reset my mind and refocus me in the right direction. And so today I'm going to share with you my number one rule, which is I believe that life is always happening for us. And you heard me talk about this in the first episode, and this is an idea that I got directly from Tony Robbins. I was at one of his conferences and he stood on stage and he said, you know, the biggest problem we have is we think we shouldn't have them. And then he told this story about how problems are given to us by our creator. Whatever your belief is, whether it's the God or the universe or energy or whatever it might be, he had this idea that the problems that we experience in life are our opportunities or our calling to grow. And we have to have problems in life because it's that stress, it's that friction, it's the challenges of life that mold and shape us and grow us into who we are. I knew ever since I heard that, it was like, you know, when you hear something that is just true, you just know it with every fiber of your being. You're like, that's truth. I know it. I've had a few of those moments in my life, and this was one of them. And I remember thinking to myself, if everything is happening for me, then all the problems, all the challenges, the fears, the doubts, the failures, the abusive alcoholic dad that I had, the business challenges, the heartbreak, all of it, there's got to be some good in it for me. If it's happening for me, then there's a lesson or an idea or something that I can get from it that's going to allow me to grow. But if it's happening to me, then I'm just a victim of circumstance. And we touched on this a little bit before, but I will never allow myself to willingly become the victim of anyone else's circumstance, let alone my own. So for me, this principle, this idea, life is always happening for me, is the ethos, is the number one principle that I live my life by. You know, Maybe said a different way is, I think the operating system for my approach to life is I'm entitled to nothing. My life is my fault. If it's meant to be, it's up to me. I take radical responsibility for everything. So that's kind of the operating system that I've installed into my brain, into my life. And I have these programs, and the programs are the principles or the rules. And my number one rule is life is always happening for me. You know, the number one thing that fucks this up for us, just to put it bluntly, is the meanings and the stories we tell ourselves about things that either A, don't matter, or B, we have no actual idea about. And we do this every day. I think the interesting part of being a human is we are meaning-making machines. And we attach a meaning and an idea or a story to everything in our life. And, you know, it's actually part of our survival mechanism, right? Over a millennia that we've evolved as humans, we've always needed to understand what things are and where they're going to be in our lives so that we know if it's safe, if it's harmful, if we need to avoid it, if it's going to kill us. There's just this biological evolutionary programming that we have. And assigning meaning to everything is part of that. The challenge is the meaning that we typically assign to things is not actually the truth. And it is always bullshit. It's always made up. Even if it is factually accurate, it's still bullshit. And I'll give you guys a really silly example. If I'm walking down the road, right? I'm a man, I'm walking down the road, and I see a beautiful woman walking towards me. It's early in the morning, I got my coffee, I'm going to work, and I look at her and I just say, hey, good morning, how are you? And she doesn't even acknowledge me. She doesn't look up, she's got her head in her phone, and she just walks right by me. What I've experienced in my life is typically we'll make one of a few decisions. Either A, if I'm like a really confident, you know, maybe ego-driven individual, I might say, who the fuck does she think she is? What's wrong with that girl? You know, like I'll blame her for the lack of response. If maybe I'm a little bit self-conscious or I'm not really certain or secure in who I am, I might walk by and say good morning. And without any response, I might think, of course, like I'm an idiot. Why would I say anything? Who am I? I'm nobody, right? We go down that road with that program. So we're always assigning meanings to things. But the truth in this moment is, and in just about every moment, we have no fucking idea what's actually taking place. And maybe she didn't hear me. Maybe she's in another world. Maybe she just lost a loved one. We don't actually know what's taking place in the world outside of us. Yet we are assigning meanings to it all the time. And we do it unconsciously. We do it automatically. And it is a lot of times it's these meanings that really screw us up the most, that cause us the most angst, the most anxiety, and sometimes the most pain. You know, and going back to this silly example, what the truth is we have no idea. And the best thing that we can do, the thing that I always remind myself in these crazy situations where I want to automatically jump to a conclusion is that I don't know. And the best thing that I can do is in my mind, just wish them well and send them love and grace and hope that they have a beautiful day. And I think I've used this principle of life is happening for me, not to me, as a kind of guiding ethos to master the meanings and the situations and the circumstances that are taking place in life. Because life is fucking hard and it's painful and it's difficult and things are going to go wrong and stuff is going to break. And if we're always reacting to it, then we're always the victim of it. But if rather than reacting, we can take a step back and observe and say, okay, this thing that just happened, it's happening for me. If it was happening for me, what's the lesson here? What can I learn? What can I take away from it? How can I use this moment for my growth and for good? You know, and I think we all have moments in life that when we reflect back on, you know, maybe it was a really painful experience. I shared with you guys how I lost everything. And in that moment, it was so much pain and I didn't want to face it and I wanted to blame. But when I look back on it now, by using that moment as happening for me, that has become the foundation for an 8-figure business and a beautiful company and an incredible life. All of my biggest failures, all of my biggest, most painful moments have ultimately held the seeds of the greatest growth and opportunity for me. And those seeds are there for both of us. The question is, do we water the seeds or do we bury them even deeper? If it's happening to you, we tend to just bury it. We tend to forget about it. We tend to want to push it away or distract ourselves or forget about it. But if it's happening for us, then we can go back to that pain and we can sit in it. We can observe it. We can water it, if you will. And before long, that moment, there's a lesson in every moment for us, especially the most painful ones. And when we have the opportunity to sit in the pain or to sit in the moment and not jump to conclusions, not automatically define it, but just sit in it, there's lessons in there for us. And when you do that, you give yourself the opportunity to really build a life on your terms. And that's my primary goal in life. And that's why I started this show and why I'm here with you today, is because I believe the greatest thing that we can do is build a life on our terms, on my terms the way I want it, on your terms the way that you want it. We wake up next to who we want to wake up to. We do what we want to do. We spend our time enjoying the things that we love. And the only way that's possible is if we learn the lessons that our most painful moments and our most biggest challenges have to offer us. And I think that starts with this beautiful lesson that I learned from Tony Robbins many years ago. Life is always happening for us, not to us. Another one of my incredible mentors is a guy by the name of Michael Singer. I absolutely love his work. He's got incredible books, incredible lectures. I highly recommend you check him out. One of the things that he says that's deeply impacted my life is every experience we have in life makes us a more complete version of ourselves. It gives us more love, more empathy, more compassion, more connection, the opportunity to meet other people where they are. It makes us a greater expression of ourselves, but only if we see it as happening for us and not to us. You know, in my life, one of the biggest pains, the biggest challenges, the most difficult experiences I've had was growing up with my father. You know, he was a really abusive alcoholic. He was negative, and it was a really challenging experience for me growing up with him. And for so long, I had hatred for him because of the things that he would say and the way that he would treat us. And I just didn't understand it as this young kid. And then as I got older and I started to reflect back on some of the most painful things that he said to me, you know, one day he told me he was going to put a bullet between my eyes and bury me in the woods. A crazy fucking thing to say to your kid. Now, in his defense, he was drunk. He was not in a coherent state. He didn't actually realize what he was saying, but I did. I felt it. I understood. And that challenged me for so long. And in reflection and asking myself, how could this happen for me? Like, what in here is for me to learn and grow through? I found out how to have ultimate compassion, ultimate forgiveness. I found out how to love myself in the face of some of those pains. And now I think those are some of my greatest gifts, the love and the compassion, the desire to serve. A lot of that comes directly because of the pain that I experienced growing up with my father. And that was only possible by saying this moment, this father, this environment, my God, my creator, whatever it is, they gave me this circumstance to help groom me and grow me into the man that I am. What lessons does that opportunity have for me? And it wasn't until I realized that my dad was happening for me, not to me, that I was able to extract these lessons and these ideas and these principles. So I think I've made my point here with you guys. This is my number one rule in life. This is my guardrail. Every time something bad happens, every time a pain or a failure or a heartbreak comes in my life, I run it through this filter and I say, okay, how is it happening for me? And sometimes it's a couple of days or a couple of weeks. You know, it takes some time to get good at this, but eventually it becomes second nature. And now I wake up in the morning, my body hurts, I'm tired, I don't feel like doing anything. And I'm like, in my head, I think, fuck. I automatically give it a meaning. This is going to be a really bad fucking day. And I immediately catch myself and I, out loud, I say, no, I'm going to have a great fucking day today. This day is happening for me. These pains, these challenges, these things that I'm feeling, it's a moment where I can step up and I can grow. And if we can do that every day, if we can meet every moment where we are, and use it as an opportunity to happen for us so that we can grow and evolve, we can build a life on our terms. And that's my prayer for both of us. I really, truly appreciate you spending this moment with me today. I know the gift of your time is the greatest gift that you can give, and you shared it with me this morning or whenever you might be listening to it. I'm recording this episode in the morning, but wherever you're at when you're listening to this, thank you. Thank you for your time. And the only ask I would ever have is if you got value from this lesson, if you agree with this rule of life, subscribe to the show and possibly share it with someone that you know needs to hear it. But I wholeheartedly believe that if we can live our lives by this principle and courageously embrace the responsibility of all the experiences we have, we can build a life on our terms. I'll talk to you guys in the next episode.